twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure to think twice, sure to do right by me.
And WGCM.
Copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Reset and the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Well, it only took 5 games for the Biloxi Shuckers to come away with their first walk-off in 2022, and it was a walk-off. Tristan Lutz drawing a bases-loaded free pass to force in the winning run, and the Shuckers got off to a 5-0 start. Tonight, they look to make it 6-0 as they continue their 6-game series against the Mississippi Braves. Welcome into the pregame show, everybody. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Thomas, exciting win for the Shuckers last night, and just another example of a come-from-behind win after they fell behind in the top of the eighth inning, nonetheless.
Yeah, they really kind of answered and rang the bell a few times for Mississippi, who pretty much led for most of the game. Freddie Tarnock on the mound, 4 2/3 scoreless innings for the Mississippi Braves, and really the Shuckers just couldn't get any offense going. Gabe Holt had the only hit for such a long time until that seventh inning when the bats awoke and birthday boy Cam Devaney got a base sitting there. So a lot of tussling back and forth in the back of the ball game, and low scoring game, very entertaining.
Very entertaining indeed, and the Shuckers just find a way to continue winning. They got good starting pitching as well, and they'll look to keep that rolling tonight with the left-hander Andy Otero on the mound. When we come back, we'll have a look at the starting lineups. Plus, we'll take a look around the Southern League from last night and get you all set for first pitch as the pregame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Pre-game show rolls along on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. Game number 3 of a 6-game series between the Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And to set you up for the M Braves, we turn it over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Michael Harris, the Braves' number one prospect, he has been in the one spot the entire series. Once again, he is back there playing center field. Three-hit night for him yesterday. Jordan Cowan, the shortstop, batting second. Jesse Franklin, the fifth left fielder, batting third. Andrew Clementina back behind the dish as he'll be batting cleanup. First baseman Drew Lugbauer batting fifth. C.J. Alexander, another lefty, and he's playing third base, batting sixth. So five of the first six batters, Clementine, the only right-hander in those six first hitters. Jalen Miller at DH, followed by Jeffrey Ramos, the right fielder. And Ryan Delgado rounds out the order, playing second base. A.J. Puckett goes to the mound today, the right-hander wearing jersey number 30.
All right. As for the Biloxi Shuckers, this is what their lineup looks like this evening. Leading off and playing in center field is Garrett Mitchell. So the questions about Mitchell can cease for the moment. He is back in the lineup in full go tonight and playing in center. Batting second is the second baseman Felix Valerio. Joey Weimer, batted right. He hits third. The first baseman and cleanup man is Thomas Dillard. Ashton McGee in the lineup for the first time since opening night. He's batting fifth and over at third. The left fielder, Tristan Lutz, hitting sixth. The designated hitter is Gabe Holt, wearing number two this evening now. He has switched over to number two for his jersey. He's hitting seventh. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Cam Devaney. And rounding it all out is the catcher, Brent Diaz. As for the Shuckers, they will send the left-hander Andy Otero to the mound. Otero making his second appearance of the season for Biloxi in his first outing of the year. Four innings, two runs on five hits, and a couple of walks and eight strikeouts for the left-hander. Well, when we come back, we will take a look around the Southern League from yesterday and get you set for tonight's action. All of that as the pregame show continues, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Russell, Russell, Russell. Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united. Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Action Printing in Pascagoula can provide quality printing for any job, no matter how large or how small. Need 100,000 brochures? No problem. Action's Heidelberg Digital Printing Press can handle the job quickly and efficiently. Need just 10 brochures? Again, no problem. Action's new digital copiers can have the job done in minutes. Since 1976, Action Printing has been known for the highest quality service. That's because Action takes pride in getting the job done to your satisfaction. Action Printing, Market Street in Pascagoula.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Pre-game show continues on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. Eric Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Let's take a look at the Southern League scoreboard from last night. We'll start in the division. Pensacola Blue Wahoos taking on the Rocket City Trash Pandas yesterday. And remember, that game was suspended in the seventh inning because of rain that rolled through the area. So they resumed that game this afternoon. It has gone final. Rocket City broke the deadlock in the bottom of the eighth inning, scored two runs. Pensacola did plate one in the ninth. Rocket City gets a 5-4 win. So the Trash Pandas improved to 4-1 on the year. And Pensacola drops to 1-4 this season. So that's turning into a pretty big series, especially in interdivisional play, where the Shuckers have an opportunity to get a little bit more ground on some of their divisional rivals here early on, Thomas.
Yeah, that's really important. And you hear a lot of, you know, writers and broadcasters in the major leagues talk about getting out of the gate in April and not coming out to a sluggish start because you just feel that's going to hurt you. And obviously, it's a long season, and teams go through different spurts, but I think it gives a lot of confidence to your players as well when you can come out, pick up a couple wins, such as the Shuckers here. And so that's why, especially early on when you're playing your in-division rivals, you want to start off on the right foot.
Meanwhile, Montgomery, 7-3 winners over Tennessee last night. So the Biscuits, 3-2, second in the South Division of the Southern League, two games back at the Shuckers. And the Birmingham Barons got their first win, 9-6. Over Chattanooga, they had to withstand a late rally from the Lookouts. Birmingham had a 9-1 lead going to the seventh inning in that game. But four runs of the seventh and one in the ninth. Well, coming up next, it's first pitch between the Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Game three of this series. It comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us for Fireworks Friday on April 15th, presented by Waste Pro, as the Shuckers get set to host the Mississippi Braves. Tickets start as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it's game number three in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight a perfect 5-0 on the season. They're two games ahead of the Montgomery Biscuits in the early goings of the season in the South Division of the Southern League. As for the Mississippi Braves, they come in at 1-4 tonight, four games back at the Shuckers. Here is the starting lineup one more time for Mississippi. Leading off is the center fielder Michael Harris II. Jordan Cowan follows him at short. Jesse Franklin V out in left, batting third. The cleanup man is the catcher Hendrick Clementina. Drew Lugbauer at first will bat in the five spot. And C.J. Alexander at third, hitting sixth. Jalen Miller, the designated hitter, batting seventh. In the eighth spot is the wide fielder Jeffrey Ramos. And rounding it all out is the second baseman Riley Delgado. They go opposite the left-hander Andy Otero. No record with a 4.50 ERA. And the Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. So here is Andy Otero peering into the left-handed hitting Michael Harris II, the center fielder. And the first pitch on the way, and it falls in for a called strike. It is 0-1, and we are off and running at 6:37 this evening here on the banks of the Mississippi Sound. So Otero pitching backwards to get a first pitch strike to Michael Harris as the next pitch. And that's a check swing inside edge and on an appeal to third. It's Raul Moreno who says that Harris was unable to hold up. And so the count is now no balls and two strikes to Harris. Otero operating from the middle of the slab, kicks home the 0-2. And this is hit in the air out into left field. Fighting the sun is Lutz. He's backing up on it and a step shy of the warning track. Reaches up in the sun and squeezes it for the out. So Michael Harris, after he tripled on the first pitch of the game yesterday, takes three pitches and flies out to left. There's one gone for Jordan Cowan.
And with that, we'll give you the defense alignment tonight, put forth by manager Mike Guerrero. Start on the outfield, going left to right, Tristan Lutz. Garrett Mitchell back in the starting lineup. Joe Weimer in right field. On the infield, Ashton McGee making his return. Cam Devaney first start at shortstop. Felix Valera at second. Thomas Dillett at first. And Brent Diaz doing the catching for Andy Otero.
Cowan hits one on the ground, and it slithers through between McGee and Devaney, and so there's the first hit of the ball game for the M Braves. Single through the opposite way for Cowan.
Oh, good piece of hitting. Looked like a pinch in on the hands, and a little bit later on it, he just shoots it sharply, hit right through the hole on the left side. And you're right, a little bit of a different start than what the M Braves had yesterday. First pitch of the game, and Michael Harris recording a triple. Of course, they couldn't get him home, though. That was the big story in the early game.
First pitch is low. Runner goes. Throw to second is right on the legs, and the tag is in time. Boy, Raul Moreno stood and thought about that one for a long time, but that was a perfect throw by Brent Diaz, and it was right on the sliding legs of Cowan, who was caught stealing.
Well, Diaz had a few throwing errors in Pensacola. Maybe the M Braves thinking that, you know, they want to try to see and test Diaz early.
So now the 1-0 to Franklin, and a backdoor breaking ball is low. And the count is two balls and no strikes to the batter Franklin. So all of a sudden, two gone very quickly for the 5'9", 170-pound left-hander Andy Otero. Kicks home the 2-0. And a fastball is over for a strike. And the count is now 2-1. Otero, the 29-year-old, a native of David in Panama, signed by the Brewers as a free agent on May 20th of 2021. Brought Otero back into the fold of affiliated ball for the first time since 2015. As this pitch misses high, and it's three balls and one strike to the left fielder, Jesse Franklin V. Franklin in the early season, 4 for 18 in 5 games. Still looking for his first extra base hit and his first run driven in. He has come in and scored a pair of runs for the M Braves. 3-1 from Andy. And this is hit high in the air, deep center field. Mitchell ranging back on it in the deepest part of the park, leaps up and makes the grab as he softly collides with the center field wall. So Franklin hit it to the deepest part of the park, and Mitchell is at the other end of the rainbow to chase it down. No runs a hit, no errors, and no one left on base after the caught stealing by Brent Diaz. We head on to the home half of the first inning. It's the M Braves nothing, and the Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, no score for the Mississippi Braves in the top of the first. So here is the lineup that the Shuckers will send out to try and strike first tonight. Leading off is the center fielder, Garrett Mitchell. Felix Valerio follows him at second. And the right fielder, Joey Weimer, batting third. The cleanup man is Thomas Dillard. He is at first tonight yet again for the Shuckers. Ashton McGee in the lineup for the first time since opening day. He's over at the hot corner today. And in left field is last night's hero, Tristan Lutz. In the seventh spot is the designated hitter, Gabe Holt. Cam Devaney at short will bat eight. And rounding it all out is catcher, Brent Diaz. They go opposite the right-hander, A.J. Puckett, who this year has no record with a 4.50 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So after a day absent from the starting lineup, Garrett Mitchell leading off for the Shuckers, the first pitch. And Mitchell takes a fastball high, one ball and no strikes to Mitchell. Mitchell, of course, came into the ballgame last night in the ninth inning as a pinch runner for Jackson Reitz. Set and the 1-0. That is a little low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Garrett Mitchell. The thought was Mitchell would have difference-making speed on the bases. It ended up not mattering because Mitchell was walked in to score the winning run for the Shuckers. Set and the 2-0. He fouls this one straight back. Puckett came in with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and Mitchell fouled it straight back. It's 2-1. And after one day, Mitchell back in the lineup, had an opportunity to chat with him in the clubhouse yesterday, said he was feeling just fine, just getting a day after being struck sharply by a line drive. Say that five times fast. 2-1, and he's late on a pitch down at the bottom of the zone. And the count is two balls and two strikes to Garrett Mitchell. Struck sharply by a line drive for the Shuckers.
A little tongue twister there.
Stumbled upon it by accident. Care not to do it again. Base is empty. Nobody on, just underway here in the bottom of the first inning. Mitchell leading things off for the Shuckers. And the right-hander Puckett, the 2-2. And that's bounced up the middle. To his right, a few steps is Delgado. He'll plant and throw, and Mitchell, gliding down the line, is still out by about two steps. 4-3, one gone, and Felix Valerio will be the hitter for the Shuckers.
Here is a look at the Braves' defensive alignment tonight here in game three of this series. Start on the outfield, going left to right, Jesse Franklin, Michael Harrison, center field, Jeffrey Ramos flanked on the right. On the infield, C.J. Alexander at third base, Jordan Cowan the shortstop. Delgado at second, Drew Lugbauer at first, and Hendrick Clementino.
First pitch is hit sharply out into left field, and Valerio has a base hit to lead things off. No surprise there. Valerio a hitting machine, and he's on base quickly.
That kind of just changed his approach. In his first at-bat, he decided to want to be aggressive. Like he was searching for a fastball, and he got one. And Valerio able to poke it out into left field.
So a man on with one gone, and here's the right fielder, Joey Weimer. As the right-hander Puckett sets and fires. And the first pitch is high with a fastball, 1-0. Well, A.J. Puckett, the 6'4", 210-pound right-hander, 26 years old. He will turn 27 coming up at the end of May. Shuckers will see him one more time before he does, the week before his birthday, when we are in Mississippi to take on the Braves, as Weimer hits this one the opposite way and foul into the seats. And the count runs even a ball and strike to Joey Weimer. Puckett, originally a Chicago White Sox farmhand, was acquired in the Rule 5 drafts in 2020 from the White Sox by the Braves. 1-1, and that's missed outside. And the count is two balls and one strike for the right fielder, Joey Weimer. Second time the Puckett has started against the Shuckers. He got a start against them on June 10th of last season. As Weimer hits this high in the air, deep left field, searching for it is Franklin. He's in the sun. It doesn't matter. It is up and gone. Joey Weimer with a towering fly ball. And for the first time in 2022, the reigning player of the year in the Brewers organization has gone deep. And he gives Biloxi a 2-0 lead.
They'll be waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, Joey Weimer delivers right on cue here in the early part of this game. And that one clearing the Visit Mississippi sign. And it shows in the distance it had on it. And Franklin kind of just lost it, too. He threw his hands up right in front of the 350 sign.
Lost it in the sun. It didn't end up mattering. So now it's Dillard and the pitch to him. And Thomas, swinging for the fences, comes up empty on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. So a season after hitting 27 home runs, Weimer gets his first as the 0-1 is outside. One ball and one strike to Dillard. So Joey now 10 for 24 on the early season. Three doubles, a home run, and give him eight runs driven in. Set and the 1-1. And Dillard fouls off a breaking pitch that might have caught a piece of Clementina. And the count is a ball and two strikes for the first baseman, Dillard.
Well, the Shuckers, too, they had four home runs in the first two games. All of a sudden, kind of the well went dry. So nice to see one go over the wall again for Biloxi.
1-2, the count to Dillard. And the right-hander Puckett, the pitch. That is high. And the count goes even at two balls and two strikes to Dillard. Dillard second in the Brewers minor league systems in home runs last season. Waits here as the right-hander Puckett kicks home the 2-2. That is in tight. And the count has run full. Dillard also looking for his first homer of the season. One extra base hit so far. It was a double that he had in last night's game. As a matter of fact, it tied the game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Doubled in Valerio. 3-2. And that's taken outside court for a called third strike. Dillard is rung up. Thought he might have had ball four there, but Puckett gets the outside corner. And now with two gone, it's Ashton McGee to bat for Biloxi. McGee in from the left side. And the first pitch. And Ashton watches this go by for a strike. It is 0-1. McGee 0-2. In the first game of the season, did draw a pair of walks and scored a run as the 0-1 is way outside. And the count is one ball and one strike. Remember, McGee scored on the bases clearing double by Freddie Zamora in the seventh inning, but awkwardly landed on his shoulder as he did. 1-1, and he's a little tardy on a fastball. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Shuckers leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning, thanks to the two-run homer from Joey Weimer. Bags empty as McGee waits. And the right-hander Puckett, the 1-2 pitch. And that is taken at the knees for a called third strike. 92 at the knees, and it's a second consecutive strikeout looking for A.J. Puckett. But the Shuckers strike first on the first home run of the year for Joey Weimer. And as we go to the second inning, it's the Shuckers 2, the Mississippi Braves 0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing, fitch,
pastures you can lie. Oh, Mississippi.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Second inning, Shuckers now leading the Mississippi Braves 2-0. It'll be 4-5-6, Clementina, Lugbauer, and Alexander due up against the left-hander Andy Otero, who gave up just a single in the first but faced the minimum after Jordan Cowan was thrown out trying to steal second. Otero's first pitch, and this is weakly bounced on two hops, gloved easily by Ashton McGee, and his throw is cap-high to Dillard on a line. And so, Otero needs just one toss to retire Clementina. And the first baseman, Drew Lugbauer, will be the hitter.
That's just the type of pitcher that Andy Otero is, and doesn't throw that hard, doesn't overpower you. Really just a pitch to contact. Showcasing, though, what he had, 8 punch-outs in that first start against Pensacola. What his wipeout breaking ball that he had in that outing.
First pitch, and that is on the inner edge with a fastball for a strike to Lugbauer. It is 0-1. Yeah, Otero has been able to rack up Ks on occasion with the Shuckers, but he's a guy who has great pitchability as well. Left-hander readies and fires. And a big cut and a miss by Lugbauer. And the count is quickly 0-2 to the first baseman. Lugbauer 5 for his first 21 this season. 2 home runs, 6 driven in. The kick and the pitch, and that's in around the knees of Lugbauer for a ball. Well, it's 1 ball and 2 strikes for the first baseman. Otero, 8 Ks in his first outing that he had against Pensacola. Didn't qualify for a decision, but pitched very well. As this next offer, belt high inner edge, misses. Threw him a front door breaking ball, and Lugbauer lays off. Montero has his sign from Diaz. And the 2-2. And he threw him a curveball, low and away. Lugbauer held off. The count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scouting report on Otero. He throws a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. Curveball was his calling card when he was originally a part of the Braves organization. However, he worked on his changeup while he was pitching in the Winter Leagues. From 2017 until the Brewers signed him in 2021. Was a great weapon for him during the 2021 campaign. 3-2 at the knees, called third strike. Lugbauer was ready to pinwheel the bat towards the dugout, but that's the exact same spot that Macon Hammond rung up Ashton McGee in the bottom of the second inning. So the low strike is going to be there today as Otero picks up his first K.
Well, you talked about Otero and how he can really hit his spots and work around different parts of the plate. Prime example right there. Put it right on a dot.
So now it's C.J. Alexander. And a first pitch changeup on the outer edge for a strike. 0-1. Shuckers leading it 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. A 2-run homer by Joey Weimer. Difference in this contest. Otero peers in and the 0-1. And that is low. Threw him a curveball. The count of ball and a strike now to Alexander. Third baseman for the M-Braves, 3 for his first 14 this year in 4 games. a double and an RBI. Game number 6 of the season tonight. We are 4 games away from being able to read out actual batting averages. Set and the 1-1. And that's off the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike.
You always feel, too, when you get to the last 10 record, obviously you have your record, your last 5 in the last 10. Once you kind of fill out that last 10 for the first time, that's when you know, okay, the season is finally officially underway now.
Yeah, I will not give a batting average until someone is 10 games into a season. 2-1. That is shot the opposite way, but foul over towards the left field terrace. And so the count draws even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to C.J. Alexander. When you can't get a good gauge of it, the guy could be 3 for 11. That's just a little under 300.
It's like watching college basketball on a guy who maybe has played in 15 games, but it's only shot 5 free throws, and they say he's 2 for 5.
2-2 is bounced foul as Alexander was out in front of that one and sent it dribbling down the first base line. And so the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes. For the third baseman, Jalen Miller, the DH tonight for the Braves, waits on deck. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops tonight. White names and numbers on the back, white numbers on the front with white trim. And the Biloxi B, they wear the white pants as well. The 2-2. That is looped down the left field line the other way and foul again. And so the count stays at 2-2 to Alexander. Meanwhile, for the Mississippi Braves tonight, they look like their parent team, the Atlanta Braves. They have on the gray road jerseys. They have Braves written in that iconic script lettering in that dark crimson color, crimson numbers on the back, and they wear the gray pants tonight with the blue caps. 2-2, and this is fouled back again. Came in around the hands with a fastball at 87, and Alexander fights it off. C.J. Alexander putting together a long at-bat here. He's fouled off 4 straight pitches. Shuckers leading at 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. 2 gone and the bag's empty. Otero, the 2-2 pitch again. This is weakly bounced up the middle. To his left is Valerio. He sets his feet and makes a strong throw. Dillard collects it and tucks the glove behind his back. And Alexander is retired, and it's a shutdown inning for Andy Otero in the top of the second. 1.5 in the books here in Biloxi. The Shuckers with a 2-0 lead over the Mississippi Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
First pitch to Tristan Lutz is hit on one firm hop to Jordan Cowan deep in the hole. It's short, and he quickly fires to first, and so A.J. Puckett needs just one pitch to Batire, the Shuckers left fielder. With one gone, Gabe Holt, the batter. Shuckers leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Eric Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Gabe Holt sporting a new number stands in. First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Gabe now wearing the number 2. He was wearing jersey number 1 at the beginning of the season, but he has historically worn the number 2. Set and the 1-0. And that's on the outer edge. Count as 1-1. Of course, when the Shuckers broke camp, Hayden Cantrell had the number 2 jersey, so Holtz was wearing number 1. Set by the righty Puckett and the 1-1. That's foul straight back. Count is 1-2. So Charlie Green, one of the roving coordinators in town, said, Gabe, I thought you always wore number 2. Why aren't you in the number 2 jersey? He said, I wasn't aware it was available. But lo and behold, without Cantrell on the roster, number 2 was indeed. As the 1-2 is a bouncer over to first. Picked up in the heel of the glove by Lugbauer. It's a foot race to the bag, and it was much closer than Holtz. It's a 3 unassisted ground out for the DH. For Biloxi, and with two gone, it's Cam Devaney to bat.
Yeah, Holtz wearing number 2 in college at Texas Tech, like you mentioned. So why not? You know, he's got the whole name on and everything already. Quick transition for him.
He had number 2 last season when he was a late addition to the Shuckers as well. So two going and the bag's empty, and here's Cam Devaney. The shortstop hits this high in the air, but it'll go foul over on the first base side for a strike, 0-1. Well, it is the golden hour here on the coast now. Great time of day. The sun has pretty much departed the entire field. The few rays of it are out in straightaway center, and they're only on the warning track. Setting the 0-1 to Devaney. He hits this one in the air, out into right field. Slicing towards the corner, Ramos is tracking after it. And at run, he can't make the catch, and he bobbled it in fair territory. Devaney around second. He slams on the brakes at the last second as he saw the stop sign from Mike Guerrero and dives back in. And that'll be a double for Cam Devaney. And actually, they're going to rule that an error, but man, that was a long way for Ramos to run to get to that ball. And he just wasn't able to haul it in. So no double. It'll go down as an E9.
Well, that ball slicing away from Ramos. And no wind here tonight, surprisingly. You see it a lot of times blowing out towards right field foul pole or blowing out to right. And you know, maybe some wind blowing out to right, that ball would have maybe carried out of here.
So the Shuckers, doesn't matter how they get a man on, they will take it as Brent Diaz comes to bat. And the first pitch to Brent is inside, check swing. And on an appeal to first, our crew chief James Jean says no swing for Diaz. The count is 1-0. Devaney putting a good swing on that ball to get it deep into the right field corner. And like you said, Thomas, as the 1-0 is low and outside, good job by Clementina to stifle it in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. The flag, which has been whipping in all different directions, is perfectly still out in right field near the foul pole. Tell you what, there are a lot of different wind patterns here in the ballpark. That's not normally one of them. 2-0, and a fastball clips the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. And as I look out on the Mississippi Sound now, it is just a piece of glass right now. It doesn't look like there's a single wave on the water. It is calm, and even though it's 75 degrees outside, the humidity is significantly lower today. Really nice night. And time is called.
Yeah, a little bit different from when we were in Pensacola and the wind was whipping and white caps out and about. Looked like it was the Atlantic Ocean out there. All the waves coming in.
Right now, just a beautiful evening here in Mississippi. As the 2-1, and Diaz bounces this up the third baseline, but it goes foul after about 70 feet. So the count will go to 2 balls and 2 strikes. To Brent Diaz. Humidity still at 72%, but that is down from 84% on opening night. So, precipitous difference. Devaney at second after the error. Shuckers leading it 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. The 2-2. That's low and outside with an off speed. And so the count has run full to Diaz. Of course, there was some severe weather that was up in the Jackson area last night. Certainly any M-Braves fans tuning into the MILB.TV feed, we hope that you came out of the storm all right. Seems like about once a week we're getting a severe band of storms moving through. 3-2 is hit into deep right center field. Harris on his horse. It's over his head, and it ricochets off the wall. Devaney comes in to score. Diaz holds up at second, and the first hit of 2022 for Brent Diaz is a double that gives the Shuckers a 3-0 advantage.
Well, we've talked about it before, just the depth in this lineup this year for the Shuckers is really the total antithesis of what it was last year. And that Brent Diaz, your nine-hole hitter, has got a little pop in that barrel, and he rallied fast, and how great a defender Michael Harris is in center field. Long way to go for him. And just had to play it off the bottom of the wall.
It gets very deep, very fast in the alleys here at MGM Park. It's a park that you wouldn't expect it to be the case, but it is. So now Diaz off of second, and Garrett Mitchell stands in the first pitch. And Mitchell takes a fastball off the plate for ball one. It's 325 down both the left and right field lines here, and then 350 to straightaway left and right field. 400 to straightaway center, the 1-0, as Mitchell watches this zip by at the knees for a called strike, and the count is 1-1. However, the right there at the 350 signs, there's a lot of acreage out in the outfield. It's a ton of ground for Harris to cover in center. Shuckers are able to take advantage and double in a run as Mitchell whiffs and misses at an outside changeup. And the count is a ball and two strikes of the center fielder for Biloxi. Two gone, runner at second. Shuckers now leading it 3-0 here in the bottom of the second inning over the Mississippi Braves. Shake off by A.J. Puckett, and he will step off. The cycle back through the signs with Hendrick Clementina, the catcher. Mitchell dug in from the left side, open stance, pretty straight up and down as he waits for the 1-2, and hits this in the air, but that'll curl into the seats and foul. Over on the left side, and what a barehanded catch down there. Like it was nothing.
She had the nachos or something in her hand and just reaches out.
Phone in the left hand and just a barehanded right-handed grab.
Mike Guerrero would love that.
I got to be honest, there are not many people that I would have expected. And I think Mikey just pointed to the dugout and said, come on down.
Get her a glove.
1-2. And Mitchell takes at the knees for a called third strike again. Macon Hammond early on has a very open bottom of the zone. And it's the third K for A.J. Puckett. But the Shuckers tack on another thanks to an RBI double by Brent Diaz. And as we move on to the third inning, it's the Biloxi Shuckers 3 and the Mississippi Braves nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the third inning. Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 3-0. Left-hander Andy Otero out. Jalen Miller leads it off for the M Braves, and the first pitch is on the inner edge for a strike, 0-1. All right, that is two pitches that I owe my broadcast partner, who will take you through the next couple of frames. Here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Thank you, Garrett. We're going to start keeping a tally now on this side. It's all good. 0-1. As Miller swings through the breaking ball up and away, it's nothing and two on the Disney hitter tonight. 3-0 Shuckers lead, two runs in the first on the Weimer two-run blast, and the Diaz double scored another in the top half of this inning. Otero searching for his second punch out, the 0-2. Down and away. Went back to the breaking ball, sunk too low, and didn't get Miller fishing at it. Still can't get over the catch that Fant had the last inning. Just nonchalant. That's the 1-2. Breaking ball down and away again. Really going after it. With that same pitch, Brandy Otero, 2-2. Right now, just a single out to Jordan Cowan. And the first inning was later caught stealing. Trying to take second base. Diaz hosed him down. The 2-2 is down and in. With the big bender as Miller scooted out of the way. And the count's full and 3-2. Well, Miller being very patient at the plate after Otero had him 0-2. From the stretch, 3-2. Called third strike at the bottom part of the zone. Fastball at 87. Now he said that before Otero doesn't throw that hard, he won't overpower you. But he can hit his spots. And Miller was not thinking fastball that time. One away, base is empty. In the top of the third inning, 3-0. Shuckers on top. Jeffrey Ramos, the right fielder, takes a first pitch curveball in the outside corner for a strike. Gary mentioned before, Otero, former Braves farmhand. It's where he spent his previous years in affiliate ball with. As the 0-1 breaking ball skips in. And the count back even 1-1. Signed on May 22nd, 2009. In which he pitched in the Dominican Summer League as a teenager. Went a few years in rookie ball. Played for the Danville Braves. As a fastball at the letters called strike, and Ramos not a fan of the call. Did a 360 walk around and now steps back in. It seems that Mink and Hammond hope that umpire getting a little bit up and a little bit down in the zone tonight. 1-2 from Otero. That one missed up and away. Not close on that curveball. Slipped a little bit out of his hand. 2-2. Otero never made it to Double-A to play for the Mississippi Braves. That's the 2-2 breaking ball. Called third strike on the outer half. Back-to-back strikeouts looking. Got Miller on the fastball and now freezes Ramos on the curveball.
Just a great piece of pitching there by Andy. Talked about the fact that he's got so much command of his off-speed pitches and to be able to throw that for a strike in that spot. Not a whole lot that Ramos would have done with it, even if he swung the bat.
No, base is empty, two gone, top of the third inning. Rally Delgado, second baseman. Kicks a change up inside corner for a strike. Mentioned the strikeout number is before in his first outing. Struck out 8. Blue Wahoos comes right back at the belt again. This time a fastball. It's nothing in 2. So looking to strike out the side here in the third is Andy Otero. Southball, 29 years old. 0-2. As that's looped out. Into right field, and a Weimer on the run makes the catch. For the final out of the third inning, 2 punch-outs for Andy Otero. 1-2-3, top of the third. We head to the bottom half of the inning. 3-0 Shuckers here at MGM Park. We'll be right back. You'll listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the third inning here at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, right on the Gulf Coast here on the Mississippi Sound. Thomas and Zarella, Garrett Green. 2-3-4-2 up in the Shuckers lineup. It was struck for a run in each of the last 2 innings to start this game. And Felix Valerio is on base for the man on deck, Joey Weimer. 2-run home run in the first inning. As that pitch slipped out of the hands on the fastball. Well, as Milwaukee Brewers radio play-by-play broadcaster Bobby Grisey just a bit outside. Brewers in action today. Man, the 1-0 comes right back with the fastball again, but it's hit right back up the middle. And Felix Valerio, 2 hard hit balls resulting in singles to start his evening tonight. Starting to pick up where he left off in Pensacola, is one of the best hitters in that series. And again, searching for a fastball in that at bat. And now a dangerous spot here for AJ Puckett. With Joey Weimer striding in the right side. Takes a fastball down and away for ball 1. Weimer's first home run of the season. Well, plenty of hits and RBIs for him so far, but did not have the long ball until tonight. As 1-0 pitch. A little bit tardy on the fastball. Weimer coming in tonight, driving in 6 runs. Tying the team high with Tristan Lutz. And up there in the upper echelon of the league leaders. Obviously still early in the season. Valerio bouncing off of first base. Puckett's 1-1. Is off the edge of the barrel to Thomas Dillard on the on-deck circle. And so Puckett ahead 1-2. Could be a dangerous combo with this top of the order, especially the way Valerio is hitting right now. Puckett's 1-2, and Weimer behind on the fastball. Swings through it for strike three. Four strikeouts now for A.J. Puckett, and there's one gone here in the third.
Well, you mentioned the Valerio and Weimer combination. Shuckers have a couple of those in their lineup. Also take a look more towards the bottom with likes of Gabe Holt and his ability to get on base and flip that over.
As Thomas Dillard right on the first pitch fouls the fastball back to the screen for strike one.
And just the versatility of the Shuckers lineup and what they have the ability to do is what has made them so dangerous in the early goings.
So many different cast of characters stepping up. That's what you get in a baseball season for being just so long. 0-1 down here, the shoe tops. And it's 1-1. Well, especially you talk about getting on base. Thomas Dillard, one of those guys, 7 walks this season. More walks than hits. And the switch hitter batting from the left side. Launches the fastball. Missed away. 2-1. He's ahead. The depth of this lineup will be something to watch this season. Like we're talking about with all these different guys in the lineup that can do damage. 1-9. And 2-1 pitch. Dillard fouls it back. Once again, 2-2. Puckett north of 45 pitches here in this outing. There through 2 1/3. 2-2, runner going off is Dillard. Lines it down the right field line for a base knock. It will roll into the wall. Valerio, he's around third base, and he's going to score an RBI double from Thomas Dillard. Puts the Shuckers ahead of 4-0 in the third.
Well, Dillard heading into the eighth inning of last night's game was just 1 for his first 14. And now in 2 of his last 3 at-bats, he's got 2 doubles and a couple of runs driven in. So you felt like it was just a matter of time before Dillard, who's very patient at the plate, would start stroking the ball, and lo and behold, he has.
So Dillard at second base now with 1 out in the third inning. Fastball tails up and away. Dash and McGee, third baseman. And talking with Joey Weimer, he said a number of times, it doesn't matter the result sometimes. You put good barrel on the ball, and Dillard hit an absolute bomb in the air into center field into the deepest part of the ballpark. As McGee fouls it off. That was yesterday in the sixth inning. Just an F8 down in the scorebook. But I don't remember you said on the broadcast yesterday, any other part of the ballpark, that's probably a home run. And the sound of the bat just echoed throughout the ballpark. And breaking ball in the dirt, gobbled up by Clementina, the catcher, 2-1. And just at-bats like that where you hit the ball hard. Gained a little traction at the plate, too, and had the double, as you said, late in the game yesterday, and now he's starting to put a few things together and here in Double A. And fastball clips the outside. Blackford called strike at 91, 2-2. I'm sure for Ashton, it's just nice to be back in the lineup. After that opening game, slid in Pensacola and ran into the leg guard of the catcher as he goes fishing after off-speed pitch down and in for strike three. So two strikeouts in the inning for Pontian. But Dillard RBI has driven in one. It's 4-0 in the bottom of the third. So here's Tristan Lutz, who steps in the right side, taps home plate twice. A few players to roll up their white pants and expose the all-black socks. As ready against the right-hander. Makes a changeup below the knees for a ball. Now Puckett had one of the best changeups in the Braves system, or the White Sox system in 2018. Number 15 prospect in their organization that year. Comes right back 2-1-0 at the knees for called strike. And really kind of injuries have slowed his progress. Missed the season due to a sprained right elbow in 2018. Missed 2019 with Tommy John. In the COVID year, you missed 2020. As 1-1 pitch lines to right center field as Harris ranges over to his left. Makes the catch in the alley for the foul out of the third inning. But the Shuckers get another Valerio leadoff single. Two batters later, Dillard drives him in. Makes it 4-0 Shuckers. After three, we'll be right back as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control with over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
The Shuckers are in a good groove right now. Four runs in the first three innings, and Andy Otero just one hit allowed so far. Coming way back in the first inning as he's retired seven in a row. To start the top of the fourth inning, top of the order for the M-Braves. Michael Harris, center fielder. And the lefty against the lefty, Andy Otero. Going to lefty dominate the lineup again tonight as Harris takes a pitch up and away for a ball. Now, wasn't as lefty dominant as was yesterday. Eight of the nine starters for Mississippi were left-handed hitters. As 1-0 Harris. Changeup called strike outside corner, 1-1. Slight shift for the Shuckers left side of the infield. McGee, third baseman, playing in the hole and wears shortstop. As he fouls it off the catcher, Diaz, on a breaking ball, 1-2. And then Devaney, the shortstop, playing about double play depth up the middle where we'll be seeing with a runner on first base. Well, Freddie Zamora is a late scratch today. And that's where Devaney moved from third to shortstop, his first start there this season. And 1-2, Harris whiffs, set a fastball up and in from Otero. Only 97, but up there, it's reaching the low 90s. And four strikeouts for Andy. So he retires the first batter of this fourth inning. And Jordan Cowan, the shortstop, another lefty. Dings his back left foot in on the back edge of the white chalk. Otero throws him a first pitch curveball. Dots the outside corner for a strike. Now Cowan's got the only blemish on Otero's line so far. A single in the first inning, which he was caught stealing on a throw from the catcher Diaz. Try to take second right away. 0-1. And fastball down and away. Diaz trying to raise it up just a tad. 1-1. Otero always pitches from the stretch anyway. Doesn't work from the windup at all. And 1-1. Fastball called. Strike out the letters. And Cowan, not a big pleaser of that call either. He's behind Otero, 1-2. And now time called. Well, especially we've seen Macon Hammond's zone a little bit larger than the last few nights behind home plate. For a guy like Otero, really hits his spots, and really when he misses, doesn't miss by much, it's going to be a field day for him. And 1-2 pitch count, fights it off, third base side out of play. A very durable starter in his time in Biloxi. The Braves need to get a few guys on here. And 1-2 breaking ball on the dirt. Otero's been in the zone since that Cowan single. Eight men in a row retired. I saw Carlos Luna get into groove like this yesterday, and it was a 1-0 game for most of the evening. It wasn't until late inning part of the game where he got a few runs on the board. Otero from the letters, 2-2. And breaking ball falls off the table down and away. So good at bat worked here by Cowan. It's full at 3-2. Looking for back-to-back strikeouts to start the fourth inning. 3-2 home as Cowan gets a piece of it and tips it back towards the on-deck circle first base side. There is Carlos Luna acting as the ball boy. It's been the previous night's starter. His job, we saw Nick Bennett do it yesterday. A one-out base is empty, top of the fourth inning. 4-0 Biloxi lead on the Mississippi Braves. Otero, payoff home. Bouncer right back to Otero, snares it on the glove side, and gingerly tosses for the mound at first. Well, it's almost like one of those, look what I found in the glove. Had some speed to it. And now 9 in a row retired. It looked like Cam Devaney, the shortstop, was right there too, if need be, to make that play. Jesse Franklin, left fielder. Lefty against the lefty, Andy Otero. Takes a first pitch curveball for a called strike on the outer edge of the plate. Well, Franklin drafted in the third round of the 2020 draft. Seattle, Washington. Resigns now as the 0-1. as a fastball clipped at the knees, called strike. And this is the Andy Otero that we saw in Pensacola as well, really on his A game. Here in back-to-back starts to start 2022. Base is empty, two gone. Otero set 0-2 as Franklin chops it foul first baseline. The coach's box. Picks out a fan and underhand tosses it in. So they'll do it again. The 0-2. Down and away. Breaking ball runs off the outside corner. And 1-2. Bounces in. It's 2-2. The Braves had seen enough of Franklin and his summers on Cape Cod. I like what they saw, and obviously saw him in Omaha in the College World Series in 2019. They still selected him in the third round of the 2020 draft. Broke his collarbone early that season. And just missing nearly off the outside corner again. 3-2. So Cowan do the same. Worked it to full. And now another full count to the next batter, Jesse Franklin. 3-2 from Otero. And pulls it on the ground up the middle into center field for a base hit. So Franklin snaps a streak of 9 men in a row sat down. And the second hit tonight for the Embraves. So two outs. Be Franklin at first base. 4-0 Shuckers. They've come out firing to start this ball game. As Hendrick Clementino, the catcher, watches the curveball. Missed downstairs. Well, Clementino started the opening game of this series. Then yesterday, Logan Brown started behind the plate. Clementino ran 0-for-2 with two walks and a run. Went back to the curveball, 1-0 up and away, and now a warrant of visit from Brent Diaz, the catcher. As Otero lost his command here, was ahead 0-2 on Franklin, and now is behind 2-0 on Clementina, just trying a little pep talk for Diaz. Clementino waddles the bat above his right shoulder, now at rest. Otero glances back over to first, 2-0. As Clementino skies it in the air, straight away center field. Mitchell backing up, now camps under and makes the catch. Still plenty of room out there in the grassy part of center field. And Andy Otero has blanked the Embraves now for 4 scoreless innings. After 3.5, it's the Shuckers 4, Embraves nothing. As you're listening to Bluxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back.
Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Last of the fourth inning at MGM Park as the Shuckers lead the Embrace 4-0. And it appears that A.J. Puckett's evening is done early after three innings, which Joe Weimer got some early with a two-run home run. And now new pitcher on the mound, Coleman Huntley III.
Yeah, for Huntley coming into a ball game for the second time this season, first time out for him. 2 1/3 innings, one run on three hits. It was earned on a homer. He walked one and struck out four, and 11 total batters faced for the Mississippi Braves.
So final line on Puckett. We'll give it to you after the first pitch to Gabe Holt. Leadoff man, lefty against the ready. And Huntley fastball up and away for ball one. Puckett, three innings, five hits, four runs, three of them earned, no walks. Did strike out five in the one long ball to Joey Weimer. Righty Huntley is Holt. Taps it right back up the middle. Cowan fields, takes his time, throws to first. Across the diamond to put away Holt. On two pitches to start the fourth inning. Well, Huntley signed to a minor league contract in 2020. Had to wait a little bit to make his first appearance. Base is empty. One gone for Cam Devaney. Dribbles it up the third baseline, foul. Fastball 92. Now, there are a lot of minor leaguers that were released during that COVID pandemic year. And some teams adding, like the Atlanta Braves. Played his college baseball in the Division II ranks at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. As Devaney check swings on the breaker, and he goes around, says James Jean. Count one ball and two strikes. Devaney reached on an E9 on a well-struck ball down the right field line. First time around that Jeffrey Ramos could handle. And a check swing by Devaney again, and this time James Jean will not ring him up. Back-to-back appeals. Counts even 2-2 on Devaney. As he hits one high in the air down the right field line again, and it tails foul. A similar looking baseball. Resulting in his E9 in the second inning. This time went over the seats. time called at home plate by Hendrick Clementina. Infield back all the way around the infield. And 2-2 called third strike. A changeup. Got him looking in. Devaney knew it. So after Huntley struck out 4-2 1/3, as his fifth strikeout now through three total innings this year, good punch out numbers for him. Something you can see for a guy that was a closer in his college days. Tried the breaking ball this time to Brent Diaz. He lays off, though it's outside for ball one. Maybe now converted to a guy that go a long relief position. And a 1-0 fastball just missing up and away. 2-0. The Diaz who doubled home Devaney in the second inning. Well, the Braves trying to blank the Shuckers for the first time tonight. They lead 4-0 here in the fourth. As 2-0 hits sharply on the ground right at Cowan. Goes down to field. It throws across. And a 6-3 starts and ends the fourth inning. Shuckers go down in order, 1-2-3, but they still lead 4-0 here after four on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Through the first four innings tonight, Shuckers lead the Embraves by a score of 4-0. Andy Otero, strong start for him. I'm going to tell you more about Andy Otero and his start. Back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. So he gets Drew Lugbauer, C.J. Alexander, Jalen Miller, lefty, lefty, righty against the southpaw Otero. Lugbauer waits for the first one, and it is a fastball a little upstairs at 86 for a ball, 1-0. Well, Thomas told you that Otero retired 9 in a row from a line out to center by Franklin in the first until a single by Franklin in the fourth. There's two hits allowed by Andy, 4 strikeouts, no walks for the southpaw. The 1-0, that is inside. And the count 2-1 to Drew Lugbauer. Lugbauer, the first strikeout victim this evening, took a fastball at the knees for a called third strike. So far tonight, 3 of Andy's 4 strikeouts have been looking. Meanwhile, for A.J. Puckett, he had 5 Ks, 3 of them were looking as well. And the 1 strikeout for Cole Huntley was also a looking strikeout. This is hit the opposite way, and it will fall into shallow left field. It's a long run in for Lutz and a wide round to first, heading for second, and a slide in. And Lugbauer just drops one into shallow left field and turns it into a two-bagger. It's his first double of the year. The M Braves have a man on as C.J. Alexander comes to hit.
Mention his first double, and for sure his easiest double off the edge of the barrel. And just bloops it out in a shallow left field and lets the left fielder long run for him. They're kind of shifted out towards left center. And so Lugbauer knowing out of the box that he can take two if he hustles there.
The man in scoring position for C.J. Alexander. The pitch that is fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, surprisingly, runners in scoring position is a spot the Shuckers have been very good this season. On the mound, Biloxi had great numbers against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in their opening series. Wahoos hitting under 170 in that opening series. And then in scoring position, here's the 0-1. And that is hit on the ground, first base side. Dillard off of his left knee, down to it. He brings it in and wheels around to first to record the out. Lugbauer will advance, but the Shuckers will trade that 90 feet for an out. One gone, and Jalen Miller is the hitter.
Yeah, nice play by Thomas Dillard. Especially a left hander, going to get to you a little bit quicker and some power to it. I think the Shuckers, you're okay taking that out.
Shuckers leading it 4-0. Here in the top of the fifth inning. A man on third and one gone, and here's Miller. And the first pitch to him is a breaking ball low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Shuckers as a unit, not including tonight's game, holding opponents to a 175 batting average with men in scoring position, 10 for 57, 12 RBIs in that stretch. Set and the 1-0. And that is roped past the third base coach's box. Foul. Look out for both Lugbauer and Bruce Crabb. You know, in previous years, the third base coach's box has not been a live area like that. I mean, they call it the hot corner for a reason, but the sharp foul balls in our first 2.5 games here have been right at some of those players over there. The 1-1. And that is inside. Diaz froze his wrist when the ball hit his glove, but it is measured a ball by our home plate umpire, Macon Hammond, and the count is 2-1. Third baseman McGee is well back of third, and he's only about 4 paces inside of the third base line. Outfielder straight away. Lutz is pretty deep in left. 2-1, and this is hit out towards the right field gap. Long run over for Mitchell. He dives. He won't get there. The run will come in and score. Weimer with a quick exchange throw to second, but it's a double for Jalen Miller. Lugbauer comes in to score, and the M-Braves are on the board. They trail it 4-1 here in the top of the fifth inning.
Well, that's all it takes sometimes. Mention the dink and the dunk of a double for Drew Lugbauer has all of a sudden got the wheels going for this M-Braves offense in a tough play for Gary Mitchell. Almost able to run it down, and you've talked about a number of times on this broadcast just how deep those alleys are. And even with Garrett Mitchell's plus speed, just a fingertip away from getting it.
And off the bat, that looked like he had no chance to get to it. As the first pitch is a curveball, backdoor for a strike to the right-handed hitting Ramos. It is 0-1. I appreciate the dive for Mitchell as well. And with that, he almost made it to the ball. And yet...
And on SportsCenter 2, possibly, then.
Oh, that would have made it. Look back to second. Valerio has a big lead off of second base by Miller. And the pitch is high and tight. 1-1. By the way, Felix Valerio's great play at second base from opening night did not make it onto the SportsCenter top 10. I watched it, and I will be honest. There were 10 better plays than Valerio's play. Not many more than that, but... I had no qualms with the 10 they picked, the 1-1. And that is bounced foul, and that looked like it might have caught the top of Brent Diaz's foot.
Yeah, I stayed up late to watch that as well. And let's just say a lot of good plays that night. It would have been really tough.
It was like a nice Champions League goal in there. There was some really nice hockey plays from the NHL. Of course, the NHL is barreling towards the end of their season right now. Into the regular season, we should say. Look back to second by Otero. And the 1-2. And a curveball's in the dirt. Diaz does a great job to keep it in front of him. Blocks it down with the chest, and that will hold Miller at second. count even at 2-2.
Yeah, just got enough flesh to it. Block that ball and stop it in its tracks. You know, Miller, all he can do in second base is just take a extended secondary and try to find that baseball. See if it's skirted away from Diaz just enough to take third.
So one gone and a 2-2 count. Otero Diaz. And this is just hit foul in and out of the glove of Diaz. And so the count will stay at 2-2 for Ramos. Riley Delgado is scheduled to hit next. Ramos 0-1 tonight. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. That was back in the third inning. Well, the Bugs are out this evening. And they're mostly congregating on the first base side tonight. There is a swarm that is enjoying the lights here at the ballpark.
That time of the year to bring your bug spray to the ballpark.
I don't know if that's what you're going to need for these guys. As a look back to second. And Otero, another peak. A long hold. And time is finally called at home by the batter. So good job by Andy. Now, whatever these guys are, they're hanging out well above the fray from the crowd. They're just dancing in the lights. Of course, we're not down there, so we don't know. Was down there for the pregame, though.
Little buggy down there?
Not as much. Otero the 2-2. And that's a weak bouncer back in front of home plate. Otero scoops, has time to collect and throw, and Dillard is able to get his foot down on the bag and record the out. Thomas had to stretch back towards second, and as he did get his foot down. So 1-3 on the weak dribbler by Ramos for the second out. Miller advances to third, and there's two going for Delgado. Now, you tell me, in the Northeast, do they have Nats? As you get a look at one of the light poles there, and you can see some of the swarm we're talking about on our MILB.TV feed. Dancing around in the lights there. But do they have Nats up in the Northeast?
Well, we got Nats, but they're not as nasty as they are down here.
You say, do they bite you? That's the real question, as a curveball misses inside for a ball, 1-0.
Well, you got some, but I know the times we were down there in the field some of those nights, and well, they're a little bit more brutal than probably what I'm used to.
I mean, it amazed me because growing up in Texas, you had Nats there, the 1-0, and a curveball high and outside for Otero. It's 2-0 to Delgado, who lined out to right for the final out in the third inning his last time up. Top of the fifth inning, and Braves have scored a run, but it's still 4-1 Shuckers with two gone and the man on third, Jalen Miller. But Nats in Texas, they're just there. First encounter in Mississippi where one bit me, I was surprised. 2-0, whiff and a miss. Threw him a changeup. The count is 2-2. And then when Moore came along and started biting, that was the other thing. I had that experience today down on the field. I had one that kind of got in my ear, not down inside of my ear canal, but, you know, right at the top of your earlobe. I just started chomping away. On camera, nonetheless. The 2-1. This is bounced foul third base side. So the count goes to 2-2 to Delgado. So like here on radio, we don't have it in the booth cam yet. Now, if something flew on, you can just smack it. No one's going to know. But when you're on camera, you can't just go digging into your ear for something.
I was say, it's looking like a champ down there.
Try. Runner on third, the 2-2 count with two gone. Otero readies to fire to Delgado. And he gets him to weakly dribble it out towards second. A slow bouncer picked up by Valerio and an easy throw to end the threat for the M-Braves in the top of the fifth inning. But Mississippi does get a run. Thanks to two hits in the inning, they strand a man. And at the halfway point of this one, it's the Biloxi Shuckers 4 and the Mississippi Braves 1 as we head to break. 10 seconds to allow stations to identify themselves on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us for Fireworks Friday on April 15th, presented by Waste Pro, as the Shuckers get set to host the Mississippi Braves. Tickets start as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
start of the bottom of the fifth inning. Garrett Mitchell comes to bat, and on the second pitch, he grounds one on the third side, and the throw is high, and it brings Lugbauer off of the base. That'll go down as an error. It's another force error for Garrett Mitchell. So he's on base. It's not going to count for his on-base percentage. You really kind of feel like it should. But nonetheless, the Shuckers have a leadoff man on base and a 4-1 lead as Felix Valerio comes to hit.
Yeah, you'll hear us talk about it all season long as Garrett Mitchell is a Biloxi Shucker, really. Anytime he hits it hard or softly on the left side of the infield, it's going to be trouble.
Well, that is going to be an E5 on Alexander. No surprise there. It was a tall throw. Lugbauer just did a good job to prevent it from going into the stands. So now Valerio. Now the first pitch to him is a fastball from the right-hander Huntley for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Valerio 2-for-2 tonight. Singled in the first, scored on the two-run homer by Joey Weimer. Singled his second time up in the third, and scored on the double by Thomas Dillard. Tigers had a 4-0 lead after three as a pickoff throw to first, and Mitchell is back in with a dive. Shuckers' other run coming in the second. That was on an RBI double by Brent Diaz. At a 4-0 advantage, and Braves scored one in the top of this frame on an RBI double by Jalen Miller. Runner goes, 0-1 is inside, throw to second, not even close. Mitchell slides in feet first with the stolen base. So Garrett off and running and gets his second steal of the season, and he puts himself in scoring position.
Well, I think he's answered the question there. If he's okay after taking that line drive on the third base side, stealing second base, he's off and running tonight.
And now the question is if he might look to take third. 1-1 the count to Valerio. Mitchell dances off the bag and the 1-1. He's a bender low and outside. And the count 2 balls and 1 strike for the second baseman for the Shuckers. So Valerio in the early goings, 8-for-22 to begin the season. Double 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. And Valerio is also starting to rack up the runs scored, as this is on the inner edge for a called strike at 91. And the count is 2-2. He's come in and touched home 7 times this season. Most on the Shuckers this year. Hitting machine. Look back to second by the right-hander Huntley. And the 2-2. And that's a high chopper, and Huntley can't get to it. Long run in for Cowan. He's going to put it in his back pocket, and Valerio will be safe with an infield single. So just a tough play as Cowan was playing very deep all the way on the outfield grass, and once it got past the pitcher Huntley, not much of an option. And so an infield single, and they're men on the edges with nobody gone, and Joey Weimer coming to bat.
Yeah, you just wonder if, you know, if you're a lefty on the mound, you're going to fall off towards the third base side of the rubber, and that might have been a play a left that Otero could have made, which he made earlier in this game, but as a righty, you're falling off towards the first base side of the rubber, and really a tough play.
So now it's Weimer, the first pitch to him, and he hits this in the air, slicing right field side, and that'll get into the stands and foul. That's 0-1 to Joey. 4-1 Shuckers here on the bottom of the fifth inning. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Shuckers. One run, four hits, and two errors for the Embraves. Weimer so far tonight, 1-for-2 with a home run. The 0-1, runner goes. This is tapped into the mid of Clementina, foul, and the throw to second is right on time to get Valerio sliding in head first. It had to be a perfect throw from Clementina. And it led the glove of Delgado into the sliding back of Valerio. He's out on the caught stealing.
Yes, he threw on the money, and he got him on that front side on the left tip.
So now with nobody on first, the infield will draw in, and time is called. And a great job by Clementina, because, again, that ball was tipped. So it was strike two to Weimer. And even with that, he was able to make an accurate throw. 0-2. And Joey takes inside corner for a called third strike. Threw him a breaking ball. It's been an open zone for Macon Hammond this evening. Fourth punch out looking for Embraves pitchers. Shuckers have taken advantage as well. They've gotten three, so seven strikeouts looking between the two sides tonight. So two gone, and here's Dillard, and he skies this one down the left field line. That's going towards the corner and foul. Over the wall, down the left field line, past the left field terrace, and Dillard was just a little late on that. 0-1.
Well, if you want to know what the game of baseball is like, just look at Joe Weimer's, you know, box score line here so far tonight. Two-run home run in the first inning, and then back-to-back strikeouts. Game really humbles you. Really quickly, you got to have that short mental capacity.
Dillard smacks this into the netting on the third base side, and the count quickly 0-2 to Thomas. Runner on third is Mitchell, reached on the error by C.J. Alexander on the second pitch of the inning. Stole second and moved to third on this single by Valerio. The 0-2, and Dillard takes way outside. The count of ball and two strikes to Thomas. Shuckers leading it 4-1 here in the home half of the fifth inning. Game number six of the season. Of course, tomorrow, Friday night, 6:35 p.m., the Shuckers are scheduled to send the right-hander Tyler Herb to the mound. The 1-2. And Dillard to a knee, barely clips a piece of it, but it's into the mid of Clementina. And Huntley gets a second strikeout. So the Shuckers threaten but are unable to push a run across. No runs, a hit, one error, and one man left on base. We move on to the sixth. It's still Biloxi 4 and the Embraves 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you?
You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the sixth inning here at MGM Park on a Thursday night. First double play Thursday of the year. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, Yingling, and Kicker 108. Shuckers with a 4-1 lead as we head on to the sixth. Top of the order due up. Michael Harris the second leads it off against the left-hander Andy Otero out for his sixth inning of work. And he gets a swing and a miss on a changeup for a strike. From Harris, it's 0-1. Harris 0-for-2 tonight, flying to left back in the first and struck out swinging back in the fourth. That was the last strikeout for Andy. He's got four this evening. Set in the 0-1. And a check swing on a fastball on the outer half, and no swing is the call there. And the count is 1-1. Right-hander Robbie Hitt starting to warm up out in the Biloxi bullpen. Otero, the 1-1. This is bounced on the ground. Dillard can't lay it, and it goes past him out into right field. Tough play there. They're going to rule that a hit, and I think that's right.
That kind of tough play in the hole for Dillard.
The other question would have been, even if Dillard would have picked it, is Otero going to beat Harris to the bag?
Especially with his speed as well.
Even with a good break. Not entirely sure. But we'll never find out. It is a single, and so the leadoff man is on base. Second inning in a row, the M-Braves have put the first man on. It was a double by Lugnauer an inning ago in the fifth. But now here is Jordan Cowan. Otero looks to first and brings home the first one. And that hit him. Got him on his leading right shoulder. Cowan is hit by a pitch. Got him above that elbow guard that he wears and obviously in some pain. So a hit by pitch puts runners on first and second, and after some obvious frustration from Cowan being hit, let umpire make it Hammond is going to follow him the first few feet down the line. And that's going to be the end of the night for Andy Otero. So he tries to stretch into the sixth inning, but gives up a couple of base runners, and the Shuckers will go to their bullpen. Tell you about the new hurler coming up on the other side. Shuckers leading it 4-1 as Andy Otero departs on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
New pitcher for the Shuckers is the right-hander Robbie Hitney. Deals a backdoor slider that misses outside to the left-handed hitting Jesse Franklin to get us going here in the top of the sixth inning. Runners on first and second and nobody gone. Shuckers leading it 4-1 as Hit gets ready to deal home the next one to the left-handed hitting Franklin. And a fastball is a little outside. Actually threw him an off-speed at the count. 2 balls and no strikes from Robbie Hitt.
The head making his second appearance of the season was the first man out of the bullpen for the Shuckers this year. Pitched scoreless 2 innings on opening night in Pensacola after Justin Bullock, the starter, went just 2 innings. 2 innings, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. That's the numbers for Hit.
2-0, and this is a high chopper first base side and well foul. Down 2-1.
Yeah, Hit was really kind of an unsung hero in that because kind of gave the Shuckers some length and kind of calmed the water. The Luahu's had a 4-run inning, back-to-back home run, served off Justin Bullock. So Hit really came up at a big spot for them, in which they ultimately won in 11 innings.
It was a steadying force to allow the Shuckers to come back and tie it and then ultimately go ahead before things got insane in the last few innings. Is fouled straight back, came at him with a high fastball, and the count is now 2-2. Worth noting, we made it to the sixth inning, and didn't mention this. Shuckers did make their first roster moves of the year today, as the right-hander Justin Bullock was placed on the 7-day IL, and the right-hander JT Henson added from the Nashville roster. Hadn't appeared yet at AAA, and so he is back here with the AA ball club. Hit looks to second, and the 0-2. This is hit a mile in the air, but on the infield left side. Everybody comes in for it. Calling for it is McGee, and in front of the pitcher's mound, as he steps up towards the rubber, McGee makes the grab. A good job by Hit to get out of the way, and then a even better job, and credit to Cam Devaney, because as everyone was converging, he realized and backed up over at third. And that was an infield fly rule regardless. Perfect example of it. Shuckers, if there wasn't, maybe could have turned a triple play. So one gone and Hendrick Clementina, the hitter, the pitch. And that is inside with the slider, 1-0.
I have to go back to my umpiring days in the infield fly rule. Anytime it comes up, I feel it's just second nature now.
It is a rule that you generally have to explain to people who might not understand it. And again, it doesn't seem very vague as time is called, though invariably pretty much any time the infield fly rule is brought up. Atlanta Braves fans are none too thrilled about it. Controversial play in the playoffs against the St. Louis Cardinals. Set and the 1-0. Both runners going. It's fouled off. Harris likely would have been at third. And tailing him was Cowan. So good speed on the bases, but Clementina fouls it off, and the count draws even at 1-1. But no, the principle of the infield fly rule, for people who might not know, is that if there are runners on base, specifically runners on first and second like that, and a ball is hit in the infield with less than 2 outs, the batter is going to be out even if a fielder doesn't make the catch. Set and the 1-1. And this is muscled out towards left field. Lutz trailing back towards the warning track. He reaches up and makes the grab. Harris thinks about tagging, but a very good throw by Lutz holds him. So a line out to left by Clementina. And because Lutz covered that ground, it was just enough hesitation for Harris about whether he was going to make that catch or not. He played it halfway and no opportunity to tag up. So two gone and Drew Lugbauer the batter. Shuckers leading it 4-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. First 2 men on thanks to a single and a hit by pitch. And the first pitch is inside with a fastball. Diaz scrambling to his feet. The count is 1-0 to Lugbauer.
think Lutz's momentum too, drawing him towards the wall, and Harris seeing that ball is going to be caught. You know, took a peek to see if he wanted to tag up, but obviously really tough for him to do so, as you said.
1-0. And Lugbauer cuts and misses at it for a strike. 1-1. Lugbauer 1-for-2 tonight. Doubledon scored a run an inning ago in the fifth when the M-Braves cracked the board for the first time. Shuckers still holding a 4-1 advantage here in the top of the sixth inning with two outs. But runners on first and second, the 1-1. And Lugbauer watches a backdoor slider for a strike. And it's 1-2 now. Hit with the Shuckers for the duration of last season. Only allowed 31% of inherited runners to score. 4 out of 13 inherited. The set and the 1-2. And this is hit in the air straightaway center field. Mitchell on his horse, chasing after it at the warning track. He's able to settle and squeeze and make the grab. Lugbauer gave it a ride, but hit, walks the tightrope, and keeps the M-Braves off the board in the top of the sixth inning. 5.5 done in Biloxi. Shuckers still leading it 4-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 4-1. Right-hander Robbie Hitt comes on in the top of the sixth inning and prevents two inherited runners from scoring. And Braves will go to their bullpen for the second time tonight. And they'll turn to the right-hander who was originally projected to start this evening, William Woods.
Yeah, William Woods, who was the opening night starter against Montgomery, went three innings in that game against the Biscuits, allowed three runs on four hits, walked two, and struck out three. Spent his time last year in Rome, made four starts and one start in the Gold Coast League as well.
So he will come in relief of Huntley, and he gets McGee, Lutz, and Holt. As the first offer to Ashton McGee, and he hits this the opposite way, foul for a strike. It is 0-1. It is still going to take an adjustment for me, for Rome to not be high A. It feels like it should be the high A affiliate for these Atlanta Braves, as that pitch is over at 96 for a strike from the righty Woods. And McGee in an 0-2 hold the pitch. He takes outside another 96-mile-an-hour heater. Count is 2-1. Of course, Augusta, the high A affiliate now. Not mistaken for these Atlanta Braves. 1-2. That is high and away. 2-2.
I think you got them.
Or no, I've got it. I have it backwards.
Yeah.
They are. Rome is the high A affiliate.
Rome is
now.
The high
that
A.
Is, yeah. That is what
North
it is.
North Augusta.
Yep. 2-2. And McGee is late on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and Woods K's the first batter that he faces. One gone, and Tristan Lutz will be the batter.
North Augusta getting some buzz as well, not because they're away there, but the Masters finishing up. Not too far from there.
Scotty Scheffler winning the green jacket back on Sunday. First offer on the way to Tristan Lutz, high and tight. 1-0. Scheffler, a product of the University of Texas. Grew up in the Dallas area. 1-0. A swing on a miss by Lutz. And the count is 1-1. Tristan Lutz, also from the same area. Grew up in Arlington. Located halfway between Dallas and Fort Worth. Scheffler went to Highland Park High School. That's just north of Dallas. 1-1, and that is at the knees for a strike. 1-2. And Lutz was committed to go play baseball for the University of Texas. He was going to head off and play for the Longhorns until the Brewers took him with the competitive balance round A pick that they had. As the 1-2 was ripped through and missed, threw him a breaking ball at the top of the zone. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for William Woods. Scheffler is just an amazing story, though. Guy who qualified to earn his tour card, played on the Corn Ferry Tour, worked his way up, hadn't won an event as the first pitch to Gabe Holt, taking down the knees for his strike, it is 0-1. And he's won four events on the PGA Tour in the last 2 months, including the Masters now. Is at the knees for his strike, it's 0-2. And look out here, William Woods coming out of the bullpen and just pumping in the strikes. The 0-2. And Holt bounces this over his head. Coming on the shortstop scoop by Cowan. The throw, there won't be one. As he hangs on to the baseball, and Gabe Holt will have an infield single. The bouncer that gets over the head of Woods. And that brings up the shortstop, Devaney.
Yeah, it really looked like Woods was going to cruise through this inning, and all of a sudden, Gabe Holt just a chopper up the middle and a tough play for Cowan to make, and he's able to make the throw. Gabe Holt more than likely beats that throw out.
So Holt with the short leadoff at first, and now Devaney in from the right side. And here's the first pitch. And Devaney hits this well. Deep to left field at the warning track. It's off the wall and played by Franklin. He can't scoop it up. Holt's going to get the wave. He's coming to the plate. The throw is late. And Cam Devaney doubles in a run, and the Shuckers get it back in the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's 5-1 Biloxi.
Oh, Cam Devaney swinging a good bat right now. I think game-tying RBI in the seventh inning. Almost leaves the park that time. Just need a little more elevation on it, and still gets a base hit, and really is two balls in play tonight have been well struck.
Like you said, it looked like Woods was going to just cruise right through this inning. Two strike count to Holt. Singles on the infield, and the Devaney nearly leaves the yard and picks up the RBI. So now it's Brent Diaz. The first pitch, and Diaz swinging for the visit Mississippi sign comes up empty. It's 0-1. So for Devaney, that's his second double of the year and his second run driven in as well. Came in and scored a run back in the second inning. The 0-1. And Diaz takes a breaking offering low. And the count is even at a ball and a strike. Diaz 1-for-2 with an RBI double to the right field gap in his first time up back in the second. Woods the 1-1. That's low and away. And the count, two balls and one strike. The batter, Diaz. Decent leadoff of second for Devaney. No one playing in the area of the bag. As the two ones popped up, right side, back of home, foul. And so the count, two balls and two strikes to Diaz. And a reminder, that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. If your windshield took a foul ball or any other kind of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. Or you can always visit Gulf Coast, www.glassdoctor.com. Harris shaded towards right for Diaz in center, and the 2-2 is hit out that way. Tracking back at it, at the wall, it's up and gone! Two-run homer, Brent Diaz, his second hit of the night, his first long ball of the year, and it's a crooked number for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the sixth inning as they go in front 7-1.
I mean, just crazy how this inning has all of a sudden turned. I know we keep alluding to it. Brent Diaz and Devaney, we talk about those combinations. They've been a good combination tonight. Devaney reached on E9 in the second inning. Diaz doubles him home. And now, after Devaney doubled home, Holt Diaz says, I'll drive you home as well.
First pitch to Garrett Mitchell is a little inside with a fastball for ball one. So how about the bottom third of the order tonight? As this pitch is a strike. And the count is 1-1 to Mitchell. Bottom third of the lineup tonight has driven in 4 of the 7 runs for the Shuckers, and they've scored 4 as well. As this misses in around the shoe tops, and the count is 2-1. So your 3-4 hitters, Weimer and Dillard, have driven in 3. And Devaney and Diaz have driven in the other 4. 2-1, and Mitchell bounces this on the ground into the chest of Delgado, who wafts to first and retires Mitchell. But the Shuckers rally with 2 outs, a single by Holt, a double by Devaney, and a home run by Brent Diaz as they strike for 3. We move on to the 7th. It's now the Shuckers 7 and the Mississippi Braves 1. And the Lexi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time? Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the seventh inning, the Biloxi Shuckers carrying a 7-1 advantage now after a 3-run bottom of the sixth inning. Right-hander Bobby Hitt is out for his second frame of work. He gets C.J. Alexander. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinserola.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Robbie Hitt having a little bit of extra playroom now. His first pitch fastball runs outside for ball one to C.J. Alexander. Third baseman, lefty against the righty, Robbie Hitt. For on the stretch, kicks home. Off-speed pitch gets him swinging. It's 1-1. Well, Hitt following up from the terrific start turned in from Andy Otero. 5-plus innings tonight. 5 hits, just 1 run allowed, and striking out 4. And a fastball, 91, dips down and away. 2-1 to Alexander. Pair of ground outs for him tonight, 4-3 in the second. And grounded out to Dillard at first in the fifth. And Braves, 1 run on, 5 hits, 2 errors. Shuckers, 7 runs on, 9 hits, no errors. Alexander thought about it on the 2-1, leaves the fastball away, though. now 3-1 on Alexander. He'll be followed by Jalen Miller and Jeffrey Ramos, 6-7-8 in this half inning. As 3-1, nasty slider finished inside, and Ramos swinging out of his shoes for strike two. Infield back, all the way around on the infield. As that's clubbed in the air, down the right field line, but foul. Just yanked it too far. Well, the offense has continued after they scored four runs in the first three innings. Embry has kept the Shuckers off the board. As that's hit the opposite way, tailing out of play in the last row of seats. So long AB worked here to start this seventh inning. 3-2 as Alexander rolls over, slow roller foul, first base side. Always a fight for the baseball. Who can yell the loudest down there? And I got the attention of the coach, the first base or third base coach's box. As Alexander strides in, ninth pitch of the AB. 3-2 is lined into left center field. That's going to two-hopper off the Mississippi power sign. And cruising into second base, standing is C.J. Alexander, his first base hit tonight. That's a stand-up double to start the seventh inning.
Well, just a long at-bat there for Alexander, and finally gets a pitch that he can drive the opposite way. Mitchell shading for him to pull, and some opportunity to get to that one. And for the third consecutive inning, Mississippi has a leadoff batter on base.
They scored a run in the fifth inning after leadoff double from Drew Lugbauer. Maybe history starting to repeat itself here. As hard slider, Jalen Miller can't connect on for strike one. Miller drove in the only run of the night, a double in the fifth inning. It was off Andy Otero. And 0-1 in the hands. His line foul. Two hops and to the stands for strike two. Well, it came in and limited the damage in that sixth inning. Got all three outs. As I mentioned before, Tara going five-plus innings. And that she could have been taxed for a few more runs if not for Robbie hit. Oh, two, swing and a miss. Up and inside for strike three. Fastball 92. Miller is down on strike for the second time tonight. So one out, runner on second base. Top of the seventh inning, 7-1 Shuckers advantage. The eight-hole hitter, right fielder Jeffrey Ramos. Righty against the righty, Robbie hit, looks back, the runner at second base. And first pitch, cut on and missed on the slider. For strike one. As Diaz picks the 0-1 in the dirt, the slider. The count's back even 1-1. Well, coming into tonight, the Shuckers were one of two teams undefeated at 5-0. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels were 4-0, but they're playing a doubleheader today in which they won their first game against Quad City River Bandits. As off-speed pitch landed about 2 feet in front of home plate. The count's 2-1 on Ramos. Check on the Midwest League as well. See how that game's going for Cedar Rapids. As Mets 2-1. Chopper left side of the infield, and McGee can't pick. And Devaney was trying to back him up and now scurries after the baseball. And so an 8-5 allows Ramos to reach. And also, more importantly, allows Alexander to get to third base as well.
Yeah, just a tough play there for McGee, but one that he's got to scoop and glove cleanly. Unable to do so. Like you said, Devaney was moving to back up, so as the ball ricocheted off of the glove of McGee, it just turned into a scramble drill.
So runners on the corners, first pitch hacking, Riley Delgado grounds it foul third base side weekly. So Cedar Rapids is up 2-0 in that second game as well. So if they hold on to that, and they're playing just seven innings, they would improve to 6-0. Another ground ball, back hit it by McGee at third base. He'll throw to second, that's all they'll get. Now throw back to third base as Alexander bounced off the base. And Valerio knowing that, hey, we're not going to turn two. Let's see if we can get the runner back at third, and they almost do.
Alexander took a secondary lead to see if maybe if they weren't going to be able to turn that double play, if he could come home and score. So worth a check at the very least.
So runners still in the corners with two outs here, top of the seventh inning, 7-1. And Fort Myers is trailing the Jupiter Hammerheads, bomb the eighth inning, the Marlins affiliate. As top of the order, Michael Harris fouls it off his ankle for strike one. Jupiter put up a five-run third inning. Again, they lead 7-5, bomb the eighth inning, although the tie runs at the plate right now for the Mighty Muscles. Single-A affiliate for the Twins. And Harris can't catch up with the fastball. Elevated upstairs, it's 0-2.
So what you're telling me, because you said Cedar Rapids was the other team, right?
Yeah, so they're...
That's the high-A affiliate for Minnesota.
Well, Twins got some prospects down there.
Right? Yeah, must be.
0-2, swing and a miss, pitch in the dirt. Diaz tags the backside of Harris. And that's all she wrote here in the seventh inning. Two punch outs for Robbie Hitt as the Braves do threaten, but they get no runs on one hit, one error, and runner is left on the corners. It's stretch time here in Biloxi. 7-1's our score in favor of the Shuckers. We'll be right back to listen to Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers broadcast network.
A double play! Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Shuckers on top of the Mississippi Braves by a score of 7-1 as we enter the bottom half of the seventh inning. Shuckers looking for a 6-0 start to the season. Only Southern League team left undefeated. One of just three in minor league baseball. I mean, he told you the scores in those games in the last half inning. Well, can the Shuckers' offense continue after a three-run sixth inning highlighted by Cam Devaney RBI double and a Brent Diaz two-run home run to right center field? A batter later. 2-3-4, Felix Valerio gets it started. First pitch hacking, deep fly ball to left field, and it's gone. Goodbye home run of Felix Valerio. Had two home runs in his first two games of the season, and Pensacola has number three here at home.
How about the fourth hit of the night for Felix Valerio as well? Just hunting the first pitch and took it out to deep left field. Got a fastball and just didn't miss it.
Well, that's what he's done all night long. You look at three of his four hits now. Saw just one pitch. And two of those three at-bats saw two in the third inning. His first pitch, fastball up and in. Joey Weimer for ball one. As 1-0 bounce foul. Third base side. Trey Riley is the new pitcher on the mound for the Embrace as he replaced William Woods.
Second appearance of the season for the right-hander Riley. First time out, one scoreless inning.
It's breaking ball up and in to Weimer. It's 2-1.
Walked one and struck out one. Last season he spent the whole year with High A Rome. See, it was High A. 5-1 with a 3.29 ERA. 26 games all in relief. Finished nine games. Did not record a save, though.
As he deals home, 2-1 fastball, 94 up and away. It's 3-1. I know Felix did not allow us a lot of time to introduce the new right-hander. It's been a common theme this year. As 3-1 down and away, ball four, and Weimer will take his base. Well, Shucker is three home runs tonight.
And if I've got my scorecard right, that's the first walk of the evening for Biloxi.
And that is bring up Thomas Diller, who is a walk machine himself. Seven walks coming in, none tonight. He's 1-for-3, RBI double in the third inning. And first pitch, check swing, third base side. Foul for strike one. One to Dillard is in the dirt, blocked by catcher Clementina on the count back even 1-1. A runner on first, nobody out here, bottom of the seventh inning. William Woods lasted just an inning. He got the first two outs just like that. Back-to-back strikeouts at 0-2 count on Gabe Holt, and that's where things went south after a single for Gabe. As Dillard lays off, off-speed stuff downstairs, 2-1. Woods tagged for three runs on three hits in an inning. Did strike out the two. 2-1, Dillard trying to pull the fastball down the line. Can't connect on 2-2. Rally set, deep breath, 2-2. As Dillard, one hopper, Lugbauer fields it in foul territory. Just in front of the first base bag. And so Weimer has to trot back. Shucker is up to 10 hits offensively now. Three home runs. Valerio started this inning with one. 2-2 to Dillard. Fastball just missing outside. The count runs full to 3-2. So C9 home runs in a game. And two home runs in the first two. Lutz and Valerio playing who wants to be the home run king. As Dillard hits it the opposite way in the air and ducking down towards the line, it bounces in foul ground. Home plate umpire. And Macon Hammond had the call, and he started running up that third base line. And it did appear just skipping to the left of the line.
If Mike Guerrero is not coming over and pleading that case, he had a pretty good look at it. It was very close on that ball. You look at Mikey's great reflexes a little bit earlier, but that was right on the line. But it looked like it was more on the foul side of the line than fair.
So Dillard has another go. 3-2 fastball. He knew it was outside. And indeed it is. Ball four. His eighth walk of the season. And back-to-back walks here after the home run to start the inning. And so that'll warrant a mound visit here. Shuckers. Quick game recap for you. Two runs in the first inning on a Joey Weimer two-run blast. Another in the second inning, Diaz RBI double drives home Cam Devaney. And the third, Dillard drives home Felix Valerio after he singled to start the inning. Dillard double. And then you're going to wait until that three-run sixth inning. After two strikeouts, Holt chops it up the middle, just able to get through to the outfield grass. Devaney doubles him home. And then Diaz drives home to Devaney, next batter. Three straight hits lead to all three runs. And then in this inning, Valerio solo blast in the seventh. Only run for Mississippi coming on the RBI double from Jalen Miller in the top of the fifth inning. As first pitch fastball just missing the outside corner for a ball to Ashton McGee, the third baseman. Weimer at second base, Dillard at first. Still nobody gone here. And 1-0, down and away, 2-0. Well, McGee just trying to put something in play here. Three strikeouts for him tonight, his first game back. You figure it's going to be slower to the gate for him for maybe tonight and pick things up tomorrow. Just happy to see him back now playing once again. And 2-0. Fouls it up the first base side towards the Shuckers dugout. Rally kicks home, 2-1. Three hopper to the shortstop. Cowan goes to Delgado at second for one, and they'll go back over the first. 6-4-3 double play. And all of a sudden, two gone here.
That's a big momentum swing here in this seventh inning. Get a double play, get a twin killing, and help out your cause.
And Rally desperately needed that, and he gets it. So it's up to Tristan Lutz here to try to drive in Joey Weimer, who's on at third base, but two gone now in the home half of the seventh inning. 8-1, Shuckers advantage. First pitch running high above the letters. So big news in Cedar Rapids, Quad Cities. The River Bandits put up four runs in the bottom of fourth inning. That is 1-0 down and in. It's 2-0. Rapids only playing seven innings today. Mentioned before, playing a doubleheader. That's why they were 4-0. And Fort Myers was 5-0. They're at the top of the ninth inning right now. About to go to the bottom half. So that's 2-0 pitch. Wants can't connect on the fastball. 93, 2-1. So again, Shuckers, if they hold on to this seven-run cushion, chance to be the only team in minor league baseball with a 6-0 record. There's 2-1 fastball, foul tip into Clementina's mitt, 2-2. There's a sharp contrast from where the Shuckers were just a year ago. Talk about struggling out of the gate. Now it's important to put together a season. That's 2-2, hard slider down and away, and Lutz chases after it for strike three. But Felix Valerio, his third home run of the season, starts off the seventh inning with a bang. Shuckers 8 and Braves 1. We played 7 here at MGM Park in Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Action Printing in Pascagoula can provide quality printing for any job, no matter how large or how small. Need 100,000 brochures? No problem. Action's Heidelberg Digital Printing Press can handle the job quickly and efficiently. Need just 10 brochures? Again, no problem. Action's new digital copiers can have the job done in minutes. Since 1976, Action Printing has been known for the highest quality service. That's because Action takes pride in getting the job done to your satisfaction. Action Printing, Market Street in Pascagoula.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
We welcome you back to MGM Park, top of the eighth inning, 8-1 Shuckers lead. And new pitcher in the ballgame, it's JT Henson, making his first appearance of the season. Was just brought down from Nashville. Be a Shucker once again. Places Robbie hit. Right-hander comes set on the mound, 1-0. It's down and in with the off-speed puss. Yeah. Stuff to Jordan Cowan.
Henson last season, 36 appearances with Biloxi. Spent the whole season here, 5-3. Tied for the team lead in wins. 3 saves, 58 innings. Walked 18, struck out 79.
2-0 pitch. On the inside half of the plate for a called strike. Well, I'm sure you saw a lot of him last year. You know I'm a scouting report on him.
Did indeed. Good fastball. Good off speed. And a knuckleball in the back pocket.
2-1 to Cowan. Breaking pitch smacked in the air. Deep center field. Mitchell tracking in it on the warning track as he runs up against the blue wall to the right of the 400 sign. And chases it down, and Cowan's put away for the first down.
Well, obviously, this season, the talk was about all of these outfield prospects that the Shuckers have with the bats. But the other thing that Thomas Dillard said on Media Day a couple of weeks ago was that there's not going to be a whole lot of stuff that hits the outfield grass this season. And so far, Mitchell has pulled in a couple that likely would have so far tonight.
Covered a lot of grass out there. This outfield crew does. First pitch fastball called strike to Jesse Franklin, the left fielder. As Henson has to go back with a two-seamer there. Runs away, 1-1. Franklin 1-for-3. Flat out to center field in the first. Singled in the fourth and popped out to third in the sixth. And 1-1 pitch out in front. A changeup that time. And it's 1-2. One out, base is empty, top of the eighth inning. 8-1's our score. Biloxi on top. Henson from the third base side of the rubber. Called third strike. Fastball outside corner just froze Franklin. And welcome back to AA, JT Henson. Tied Robbie hit. Fifth in the Southern or the AA South last year in appearances. So it's just kind of ironic that Henson follows hit tonight. Hendrick Clementina watches a miss for ball one. Henson getting some good working on the hill as 1-0 hard breaker, and Clementina just lunges at it and can't connect down and away.
Last year for Biloxi, it was the three H's, hit Hardy and Henson. I guess it would be Hardy, Henson, hit alphabetically.
1-1, a fastball dots the outside corner. And the count's 1-2. Well, Shucker is inching closer to winning this one as 1-2. Clementina pulls it down the third baseline, but foul. Just past the Braves bullpen. It's going to stay in the park all the way, but maybe extra bases for Clementina. Henson set from the belt, 1-2. And fastball sails high, 2-2. Henson bouncing around his college days. Plate pitching at Florida Southern last is fastball off the plate, and Clementina agreeing. He thought that was outside the whole way. Well, again, Devaney, the left side of the infield, thought that was strike three. He's trying to buy a strike there for Henson. Counts full with two outs. Payoff pitch. Clementina, bouncer left side. McGee fields it to his left at the shoes, throws across to Dillard for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3, scoreless inning pitch by JT Henson. And after 7.5, Shuckers 8-1 lead on the Mississippi Braves on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us for Fireworks Friday on April 15th, presented by Waste Pro, as the Shuckers get set to host the Mississippi Braves. Tickets start as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. Bottom of the eighth inning in Biloxi at MGM Park, 8-1 Shuckers lead, and Trey Riley goes just an inning, gives up a run on a one hit, two walks, and a strikeout, and he'll make way for Jake Higginbotham.
Higginbotham this year, second appearance in his first time out, an inning and two-thirds, one hit, no walks, two strikeouts, and six total batters faced with a left-hander.
So the southpaw We'll face the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, but no easy task tonight. All three of them have base hits, including Brent Diaz, due up third of this inning, two-hit night, drove in three. And it'll start with Gabe Holt, who really made one of the biggest at-bats of the 12-pitch at-bat of the ninth inning yesterday. And swings through the fastball at 93 for strike one from Higginbotham. End up reaching base after that 12-pitch at-bat, and then was down 0-2 and just makes hard enough contact to bounce it up into center field, which opens up that three-run cushion. And he pulls it first baseline. Look, Bauer behind the bag. He'll take it himself. And Holt's retired. The first down in the eighth. But again, without that at-bat for Holt, it leads to three runs in that inning. And at the time, just a 4-1 lead. Braves had scored a run in the fifth inning, so they weren't too far removed from maybe trying to mount a comeback in this one. And here is the shortstop, Cam Devaney, celebrated his 25th birthday yesterday. Sure, it's always good when your team wins, as Devaney fishes after a breaking ball out of the zone for strike one. Higginbotham, the lefty, 0-1. Devaney fouls it off himself in the batter's box, 0-2. Shucker is clubbing a season-high 3 home runs in this one. Devaney almost leaving the yard his last at-bat. Takes the fastball up high for a ball, 1-2. And 1-2 pitch, fastball goes by Devaney, can't make contact. Swings to it for strike three. Two up, two down in this eighth inning. So Brent Diaz will climb into the right-hander's batter's box. Against the lefty Higginbotham. Really nice night for him at the plate. A home run to right center field in the sixth inning. Trying to follow up here with maybe something else. Nice fastball outer half of the plate. He'll watch it go by for a strike. Base is empty. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth inning. 7-run lead for Biloxi. And 0-1. Tails high. 1-1. Make it bottom lefty set as change up in the dirt goes past the catcher Clementino, the backstop. Nobody on base though, so doesn't hurt anybody. Just some exercise for Carlos Luna, acting ball boy tonight. Two-one. As Diaz was right on it, foul tipped it into the mid of Clementina, 2-2. So Higginbotham trying to put the Shuckers away here. 1-2-3, eighth inning. 2-2 to Diaz. Called third strike, fastball. At the bottom part of the zone, two punch outs in the inning for Higginbotham. And we head to the ninth inning. Shuckers just three outs away from a 6-0 start. They lead 8-1 after 8. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers 8-1 leaders over the Mississippi Braves, and the Shuckers will head to the bullpen yet again tonight. They'll turn to their right-hander Zach Bonero here in the ninth inning. Bonero making his third appearance of the year. In his previous two and a third innings, one run on three hits, one walk and a strikeout with right-hander Bonero, who did spend the entire 2021 season with the Shuckers. The 6'6", 230-pound righty out of New York Mills, New York. In 37 appearances, he went 1-3 with a couple of saves. 36 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 50. So Bonero comes in. He'll get Lugbauer, Alexander, and Miller, the three due up here in this frame. Shuckers looking to start the season 6-0. Airman by the right-hander Venero. And here's the first offer to Lugbauer, who takes a big cut and a miss. Might have actually just gotten a piece of that one to foul it off at the very end of the bat. And the count is 0-1. Lugbauer so far tonight, 1-for-3. Doubled and scored a run in the fifth. Only run of the ball game for the Braves. 0-1. And this is some ripped on a missed 95-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 0-2 to Lugbauer. Braves did put two men on base in the sixth inning. At the time, the Shuckers had a 4-1 lead, so they brought the tying run to the plate three times as a fastball misses outside at 97, maybe a little low. And the count is 2-1. After the Braves stranded two runners on base, though, with Franklin, Clementina, and Lugbauer all going down as the 1-2. Is fouled off left side. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. Shuckers would score three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Single, double home run, and then add on another in the seventh on a solo homer by Felix Valerio, part of a four-hit night for the Shuckers' second baseman. Set and the 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and Lugbauer goes down swinging as Venero rips off a breaking ball. So one gone, and C.J. Alexander will be the hitter. And yet again, the Shuckers' offense is going to get the headlines tonight by putting up 8 runs on 10 hits and hitting 3 home runs. However, the pitching staff deserves their praise as well, as a backdoor breaking ball misses on the back porch for a ball. It's 1-0. Andy Otero tonight, 5 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Narrow the 1-0 to Alexander. This is shot the opposite way and out into left field over the head of the third baseman, McGee. He did not have a chance for it. And so it's a one-out single by Alexander, and it brings up Jalen Miller. Robbie hit, though, 2 scoreless innings of relief. Just 1 hit allowed. G.T. Henson threw a perfect 8th with the strikeout, and now it's Venero. Right-hander kicks and fires. And the first pitch misses inside at 95 for a ball, 1-0. Miller, the only RBI of the night so far. OBI double to the right field gap in the fifth. 1-0. This is low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Shuckers have led from the jump. Three batters into the bottom of the first inning. Joey Weimer hit his first home run of the year. Towering blast to left field. Biloxi had a 2-0 advantage. Venero the 2-0. And a breaking pitch is at the knees for a strike. It's 2-1. Good job to go back to a off-speed pitch there. And get a strike. It's the right-handed hitting Miller. Venero's 2-1. And he threw another breaking ball. That misses low and outside. And so the count, three balls and one strike. Venero, three-pitch pitcher. Throws a sinking fastball, a slider, and a changeup. That time he throws a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it misses outside for ball four. And that's the first walk of the night for Shuckers pitching. So Venero misses outside, ball four. And now runners on first and second with one gone, and Jeffrey Ramos will be the hitter for the M-Braves. Outfield plays straight away. Infield pretty much straight up as well. Double play down. The first pitch. And that is down at the bottom of the zone. Looked like the slider that time for a strike. It is 0-1. Ramos reached on a throwing error by Ashton McGee. Check that, a fielding error back in the seventh inning. 0-1. There's another slider. That time it finishes low and outside. Count is one ball and one strike. Set and the 1-1. This is hit down the right field line towards the right field corner, and that is a foul ball by just a couple of feet. Almost nearly snuck that in one into the right field corner. And instead, it'll be strike two. Series continues tomorrow night, game number four of this six-game tangle. Mine hitter Tyler Herb will get the start for Biloxi through four scoreless innings of relief in the series finale against Pensacola on Sunday. Now he will be starting. 1-2. And a fastball's at the bottom of the zone for a called third strike. Venero gets his second K of the evening. Two outs now, and the last chance for the M-Braves is Riley Delgado, with the Shuckers leading it 8-1 here in the ninth. Venero takes a look back to second. And the righty, the first pitch. And that's bounced on the ground, third base side and foul. First strike one to Delgado, who's 0-3 tonight, with a line out to right, a ground out to second, and a fielder's choice. The M-Braves are scheduled to send the right-hander Darius Vines to the mound. Vines, no record, with a 1.8 ERA after one outing. 6:35 p.m. first pitch. A reminder, it's a Fireworks Friday presented by Waste Pro. 0-1, slider low. And the count even a ball and a strike to Delgado. Man on second is Alexander after the single. Miller with a walk followed him. It's been sandwiched in between a pair of strikeouts for the right-hander Zach Venero. The righty peeks back and the 1-1. There's a breaking ball. Weakly bounced. It's fielded by Devaney. Slings to first. And the perfect season continues for the Shuckers as they cruise to an 8-1 victory tonight over the Mississippi Braves. Great pitching for Biloxi. Timely hitting. A four-hit night for Felix Valerio, with a home run and three runs scored. Brent Diaz with a two-run homer and an RBI double to drive in three. And Cam Devaney, who got the last out there, also with an RBI double and a couple of runs scored. All-around contribution, and the pitching staff gives up just one run between Andy Otero, Robbie Hitt, JT Henson, and Zach Venero. Just a great outing all the way around by the Biloxi Shuckers, as they continue to roll along to start the season, now 6-0 through their first six games of the 2022 campaign. And this time, coming up here in just a moment, we will send you down to the field. Thomas Zinzarella should be standing by down on the field with the catcher, Brent Diaz. We'll have that for you here in just a moment. Let's go ahead and send it down there now. Well, technical difficulties as we try and get the mic to work there for Thomas, so hopefully we will get this sorted out and hear from Brent Diaz here in just a moment. It wouldn't be an opportunity to get a post-game interview if there wasn't just a small issue with the microphone. And so we'll see if we can hear from Brent Diaz and Thomas Zinzarella here in just a moment. Might not be able to as we wait for that. We'll get you some of the final numbers from this one. For the Shuckers, 8 runs on 10 hits. They committed 1 error. For the Mississippi Braves, 1 run on 7 hits. They commit 2 errors in the game. And all right, I think we have Thomas, or we had it, and we'll throw it down there.
Two hits, home run, driving in 3. What was working for you tonight?
Just staying the other way with my approach, you know, trying to stay inside the ball, hit the ball the other way. Is it? Yeah, there we go. I think it's just a testament to our coaches here. That's what we've been working on, and that's what I've been focusing on, and that's just what my approach was tonight.
Well, you caught a really good pitching staff tonight. Andy Otero giving you 5 strong innings. Robbie Hitt. Also, JT Henson coming back. I know you caught for him last year. And then Zach Venaro. What was it like to catch those guys tonight? Pitch really well.
All right, well, that might be the end of our post-game interview. We'll work through the technical difficulties to get it set away for the remainder of the season. However, you heard a little bit there from Brent Diaz. He's our player of the game tonight. When we come back, it's the post-game show. We'll have it for you next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 8-1 winners tonight over the Mississippi Braves to improve to 6-0. Garrett Green with you here. Tom Zenzarella will rejoin us coming up here in just a few minutes. Shuckers tonight, wire-to-wire winners. Andy Otero, the starter, gave up just a one-out single in the first, but a caught stealing by Brent Diaz of Jordan Cowan set the stage for Biloxi this evening. And in the bottom of the first, Felix Valerio, one of his four hits, was followed by Joey Weimer, who hit a two-run towering homer, his first home run of the season, and the Shuckers were out to a 2-0 lead. Biloxi would add another run in the bottom of the second inning when Cam Devaney reached on an error, and then an RBI double by Brent Diaz, one of two hits for him, gave the Shuckers a 3-0 advantage. They tack on another in the third. It was Thomas Dillard driving in, you guessed it, Felix Valerio with the RBI double, and the Shuckers were in front 4-0. And Braves would get run back in the fifth inning. Drew Lugbauer with a double. He would be scored on a double by Jalen Miller. And then really the tipping point, I feel like here, Thomas, as you rejoin us here in the booth, was the sixth inning. Remember, Andy Otero came out for the sixth, gives up a single to Michael Harris, and then Jordan Cowan is hit by a pitch. Two men on with nobody out, and at the time, even the tying run was coming to the plate in the form of Jesse Franklin, Hendrick Clementina, and also Drew Lugbauer. Robbie Hitt came into the ballgame and got three really big outs.
Yeah, Robbie Hitt, and you know, I touch upon it, you know, those last few innings there, and might have been one of the biggest outs of the game that Robbie Hitt got, and just like he did in that opening game, really kind of calmed the storm there, because you started to feel the momentum starting to swing back towards the Mississippi Braves, like as you mentioned with Otero, a single and a hit by pitch. He gets pulled, pop out, line out, fly out to end it. And I think Hitt came up with two really big innings tonight, kind of lengthened the game to allow the offense to find their stroke once again. And unfortunately, couldn't get all of Brent Diaz's words out, but basically he was saying, with talking about catching this pitching staff, he wanted to credit Nick Childs for putting together some really good reports. And it showed, obviously, tonight in the way that the offense can put up all those runs and the pitching staff dominated out there.
Yeah, and you take a look at what happened in that bottom of the sixth inning, and that was the big difference. Gabe Holt with two outs. It looked like William Wood was going to just cruise through the frame. However, Holt with a single, Cam Devaney, he nearly left the yard as he doubled off of the left field wall, just nearly got it out, and then Brent Diaz goes the opposite way for a solo home run. And just like that, the Shuckers, or a two-run homer, excuse me, and just like that, Biloxi was out and in charge in this game. They were up 7-0, or 7-1, and got some insurance with a solo home run by Felix Valerio, his fourth hit of the night. Shuckers win this one 8-1 in this evening's game. When we come back, we'll have scores from around the Southern League as well as from around the rest of minor league baseball. We'll get you set for tomorrow, where the Shuckers can go for the series victory, their seventh consecutive win. All of that when the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control, with over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 8-1 winners over the Mississippi Braves this evening. It's not the only action in the Southern League. For a look around the Southern League and some other minor league scores, let's turn you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, yeah, we talked about the Shuckers being one of the very few undefeated teams left in minor league baseball. Cedar Rapids came into today 4-0. They played a doubleheader, won that first game, and right now, I talked about in the eighth inning, Quad City put up a four spot in the fourth inning, again, playing just seven innings. Cedar Rapids came back with a one run in the sixth. Trail just 4-3 right now. They are in the seventh inning, it appears. And then Fort Myers was the other team as they were playing the Jupiter Hammerheads. Hammerheads look like they had this one locked up. Fort Myers, though, three run eighth inning. And two runs in the ninth tied the game at seven. And so they right now are playing extra innings in Fort Myers.
How do you like that?
10-10, so they are 5-0 as well as the Shuckers.
Are we allowed to root for the Mighty Muscles? I mean, I feel like they are
our fellow brethren, like a second.
Oyster brethren.
Like a cousin.
Yeah.
It's a first cousin for us, I think, is what it is. So. Yeah, so they are in extra innings, something to watch out for. Again, Shuckers could be the only undefeated team left in minor league baseball and the only team to start 6-0 this year. Take a look now at the Southern League. Going around some scores. Rocket City, 5-4 winners after Pensacola put up a good fight in that one. Rocket City, two runs in the eighth inning. Pensacola, one in the ninth. As Villalobos gets the loss for Pensacola. That's someone that the Shuckers saw. Yair Encarnacion hit his first home run, and Hayden Cantrell also hit a home run tonight as well.
That's his second straight home run for him, because he had one in the game yesterday, though I think he hit it today, but it counts for last night.
Yeah, that's
however that thing works.
Completion of the game suspended yesterday, and then they played a full game today. Hawk got his second save as Pensacola won 5-3 in that second game. Again, they were finishing. They didn't get to finish it because of the rain that came. And then one of the other scores around the Southern League, Montgomery, the Biscuits, winners 5-2 over the Smokies. Four-run first inning. That'll pretty much do it for them at Riverwalk Stadium. And that obviously helps, just like how the Shuckers did tonight. Take a look into the box score at this one. Alexander Hill walked in a run. Triple scores a few more to empty the bases. So good result there for the Biscuits and the Lookouts. 5-2 winners as well.
All right. And is that is the look at the Southern League scoreboard. So let's go ahead and look at the Brewers farm system, where there's a lot of action across the board today. Let's start down with High A Wisconsin. They are making up their doubleheader that they had against the Beloit Skycarp. A crisp 1-0 victory in game number one. Lone run in that game came in the seventh inning on a solo home run by Darian Miller. Miller was a ninth-round pick by the Brewers in the 2019 draft out of Clovis, California. Clovis producing the all-time home runs leader in Shuckers history in Jake Gatewood. Miller homers 1-0 for Wisconsin. Right now they are in the top of the seventh inning. Game number two, they're tied at four with the Skycarp, so we'll keep our eyes on that one. Unfortunately, Carolina drops their game today in walk-off fashion. They allow two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning as Fredericksburg comes back to top the Mudcats 7-6. But Nashville gets a win. They hold off the Gwinnett Stripers today by a final score of 5-4. Peter Strzelecki, our old friend, gets his first save at AAA in the ballgame today, despite home runs from Travis DeBarrett and Ryan Castile, familiar names to this league here in the Southern League. And the big league crew, they started off their home season on the right foot, finally got back to Milwaukee on 414, which, of course, the 414 area code is Milwaukee's area code. Brewers pick up the victory today over St. Louis 5-1. Brandon Woodruff was outstanding. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, 2 strikeouts in the ballgame. Home runs by Omar Narvaez. A two-run shot. Christian Yelich hit his third double. Narvaez had a double as well as he drives in a pair today. And the Brewers are able to knock off Adam Wainwright, who went just 4 1/3 innings and gave up 4 runs in the contest today. All right, final numbers from our game this evening. For the Shuckers, 8 runs on 10 hits. They committed 1 error. They left just 4 men on base tonight. Meanwhile, for the Mississippi Braves, 1 run on 7 hits. They committed 2 errors. They leave 8 men on base and went 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position tonight. Winning pitcher Andy Otero improves to 1-0 on the air, and the losing pitcher A.J. Puckett drops to 0-1. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,969 on a 75-degree clear night here in Biloxi. With the win, the Shuckers are 6-0 on the season. Last undefeated team in AA and one of the few undefeated teams left in minor league baseball. With the loss, the Mississippi Braves are now 1-5 on the young season. Next up, it is a Fireworks Friday tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. First pitch for you right here at MGM Park. For the Shuckers, there goes in the right-hander Tyler Herb to the mound. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Darius Vines. First pitch comes your way at 6:35 p.m., so we're on the air for you tomorrow night at 6:15. A big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work this evening. Thanks as well to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his great work. Play-by-play, color, broadcast coordinator, sideline interviewer extraordinaire. Thomas, thanks so much for all of your hard work this evening.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Always a pleasure.
All right, but as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Thursday evening. Whether you tuned in for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the entire contest, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So, for Thomas Zinzarella and our entire crew, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 8, the Mississippi Braves 1. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is where you can cruise 24/7. Cruising WGCM.
One summer night, we fell in love. One summer night, I held you tight. Yeah.
summer night. I kissed your lips one summer night. I held you close, you and I, under the moon.
Love.